and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, communications director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, 31 gifts means millions for the local economy and the small business economic development engine that is the North Market. Council President Andrew J. Ginther is helping to welcome one of the largest conventions of the year to Columbus. 31 Gifts is a Columbus-based company that offers affordable and fashionable products for working women. 31 Gifts was founded by CEO Cindy Monroe in 2003 and is one of the top 50 employers in Central Ohio. Brian Ross, the CEO of Experience Columbus, the region's travel and tourism bureau, began a news conference held at Nationwide and High Thursday morning.
My name's Brian Ross, and I'm president and CEO of Experience Columbus, and I'm excited to welcome all of you here today. We appreciate, as do they, everyone in attendance today. We also have many elected officials, some of whom will be speaking. Also, we have representatives from Congresswoman Joyce Beatty's office and the associates and guests of 31 Gifts who are here to kick off the 2015 31 Gifts Conference. Yes. Let me share a little bit of information about our honored guest, 31 Gifts. Cindy Monroe started 31 in the basement of her home in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 2003. Her goal was to help women find financial freedom through owning their own businesses. After 5 years, just 5 years, in 2008, she moved her entire business, associates, and family to Central Ohio, where there was a strong base of retail talent and a strong business environment. Here, she grew her company into the largest family-owned business in Central Ohio, the second largest woman-owned company in Central Ohio, the 28th largest direct sales company in the world, and the 14th in the USA. Last year, 31 Gifts was named the fastest-growing woman-owned business in the world. Today, 31 has over 116,000 sales consultants in the U.S. and Canada. But come on. And we're very, very excited to welcome 10,000 of these wonderful women to Columbus this week for the beginning of their conference from all over the U.S. and Canada. So, of course, we're rolling out the pink carpet. Our restaurants in the Arena District, the Short North, and downtown will be showing their support during this conference. We're lighting the Short North arches pink. Whoa. 31 will be featured on the Jumbotron. Whoa. Street banners throughout the city will let everyone know 31 is here. I don't think they'll need the street banners. However, we will make sure they're there. And our downtown hotels are holding a special contest to see who can go above and beyond to welcome all the consultants and guests of 31 this year. Today, the City of Columbus will welcome 31 with a special dedication by Mayor Michael Coleman. The mayor has been a great partner with Experience Columbus to help keep local companies here for their conventions as we make this part of our campaign, Make It Columbus. We appreciate your help, Mayor. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the world's greatest mayor, Mayor Michael Coleman.
Thanks, Brian. And you know what? 31, we're going to have some fun. Yes, we are. This conference is a great thing for our community, great thing for 31. And I want to congratulate Cindy Monroe for this wonderful business where she celebrates, encourages, and rewards women in business. Lots of women in business. And that's a good thing because there's going to be 10,000 women in the city of Columbus. As a result of this conference, they'll participate in training sessions. They'll hear inspiring messages from national speakers. They'll get awards for the outstanding achievement. They'll unveil the new fall-winter catalog, and community service projects will be a part of what happens in this city. And so one of the things I really love about 31, it's its responsible, heartfelt social conscience that it has. This is a great company, not only because it promotes women owning businesses and engaged in business, but it also promotes the social environment, the community, in so many ways. And this is a company that has strong values, gives back. That's part of the DNA of 31. So, we're going to be kicking off the hashtag 31 share movement today, and it's to raise funds for our community. And here's how it works. First of all, you need to perform a random act of kindness. All of you know what that means. A random act of kindness. Give back to somebody. Help somebody in some special way. A random act of kindness. Then post a photo or a comment to social media using hashtag 31share. And then when you do that, for every post, 31 will donate 31 cents to the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, up to $10,000 to help feed those who are hungry. Strong values, giving back. We have a Mid-Ohio Food Bank here today. Matt Habash is here with us. So I'm so proud of what you do, and I'd like to bring forward Miss 31 herself, Cindy Monroe.
I'd like to start by thanking the City of Columbus for being great partners for 31 ever since we've been here, almost 7 years. I'd like to specifically thank the Mayor's Office, Experience Columbus, the Columbus Chamber of Commerce, the Columbus City Council, our county commissioners, our elected officials, and the Mid-Ohio Food Bank for being here today. Thank you for all of your support. Since we've arrived here in Columbus, we have been supported in so many ways, from the amazing talent and people to all the organizations around town. My husband and I moved here with our family, like I said, 7 years ago, and today we call Columbus our home. Conference is our most exciting time of the year, and we are thrilled to be here in Columbus hosting 10,000 women, and we are super excited to be able to give back to the community with our hashtag 31 share. So I encourage all of you to participate and to have fun with that and to bless someone's life this week. We know that we're going to be filling up the parking spots, crowding the restaurants, crowding the coffee lines and everything with all of the women that are going to be downtown here. So please just share that random act of kindness as you're waiting in the lines with some of our local people that are here in Columbus. Now, we're very proud to support our Mid-Ohio Food Bank. We know that summertime is a hard time sometimes, needing extra food for families, for kids while they're out of school. And so we are thrilled to be able to support the Mid-Ohio Food Bank during this initiative. We have some very special guests here, our President's Advisory Council with 31, our Leadership Value Board, and our 31 Gives Care Council. And then I have to mention all of our amazing home office staff and leaders that are here today. Thank you for your support and for standing with me, all of you. Thank you very much. Now we have some of our core values that we live out at 31 every day. And we have many of our pink shirts. Some of them are behind us here, and you can read some of those pink shirts as they're walking around that share some of our 12 core values. And we're very thrilled that Columbus also embraces those values in supporting 31 as we come to the city this year and other years as well. So thank you, and I want to welcome President Andy Ginther, our Columbus City Council. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. What an exciting day for our great city, and I want to thank Cindy for her kind introduction and for bringing your 2015 conference to Columbus. 31 Gifts has contributed greatly to our city. They are one of the largest employers in the city with 1,500 employees. 31 is bringing 10,000 guests from 46 states and Canada to Columbus. More than 1,700 guests to our great airport, Port Columbus. Conference guests will occupy 9,492 hotel room nights in Columbus, valued at $1.4 million. Guests will spend nearly $1 million on transportation and $1.8 million on the best food and beverage in all of America right here in Columbus, totaling $6.3 million in direct visitor spend in the city of Columbus. That's something to celebrate.
Yeah.
In addition to the money pumped into our local economy, though, 31 conference guests are different. They bring a certain kind of joy to a city while they're here. They're kind, fun-loving, polite, friendly, strong women who set great examples for girls and boys in our community. They might have a few days away from business and family commitments. They're going to be devoted just to them, their professional and career development, enjoying each other's company, spending time with their sales teams, and experiencing Columbus together. We're so pleased that they've chose to share their thoughts, their hearts, through their hashtag 31 share movement. I've become involved in the movement by donating diapers to the congregations present just yesterday during the Celebrate One First Lady Summit. This summit presented ways first ladies of our congregations in the community can get involved to help reduce infant mortality in our city. I was happy to provide a much needed resource towards this effort. So we say welcome to 31 Gifts. We're pleased to be here today to kick off your conference and dedicate one of your main thoroughfares of our city in your honor. We hope it will shine like a beacon, a bright pink beacon, to show your conference guests that we're glad you're here and that we're proud that you call Columbus home. I'm so honored to introduce a great friend and champion, great voice for those in need in our community, a great partner, Matt Habash from the Mid-Ohio Food Bank.
Thank you, Andy. I'd like to thank 31 for choosing Mid-Ohio Food Bank as the $10,000 benefactor of their hashtag 31 share movement. It really isn't the food bank. It's about kids making sure they get enough to eat in the summertime. But they also did this in Denver. They want to thank them for supporting the Food Bank of the Rockies for conducting their hashtag 31 share campaign in Denver during their conference there last week and contributing $10,000 to that food bank as well. It's a terrific food bank, part of the National Feeding America Network. So Cindy, thank you very much for this support. When you think about the summer, we actually get to enjoy some sun, some dry grass, and get to enjoy that. But for kids, when you think about the entire summer break and all the kids in Central Ohio that don't have enough to eat, they get a free lunch, free breakfast if they don't have enough during school. Think about those two meals not happening. So we have a great summer feeding program we're trying to connect more and more kids to, but this money will help make sure kids have enough to eat in the summertime. So I really want to thank Cindy for that as well. We've heard about the hashtag 31Share campaign being conducted all this month and during the conference here. We joined the mayor and the council president in challenging the people in Central Ohio to join the movement and help feed the hungry in their community. We thank and commend 31 for leading with their hearts, their great big pink hearts, and considering others in everything they do, including their international conference being held here. We thank them also for encouraging their employees and sales consultants to volunteer at the Mid-Ohio Food Bank and food banks across the country. In fact, tonight we're hosting a group of volunteer 31 gift sales consultants at our food bank. So thank you for the work that you're going to do. You know, I had a mentor in John Maloney from St. Stephen's Community House years ago, and what he said was the best social service program was a good-paying job with benefits. Just think about what Cindy's vision has meant for so many women and so many families across the United States. I really want to commend you for your vision and for your leadership and for taking an idea and creating what we have today. So thank you to Cindy, to 31. And now I'd like to bring back Brian Ross, President and CEO of Experience Columbus. Thank you all.
And not far from where the 31 Gifts event was held, Councilmember Shannon G. Harden celebrated North Market Way. That's what Spruce Street near the historic North Market has been designated. During a ceremony unveiling the new street sign, Councilmember Harden praised North Market Director Rick Harrison Wolf and outlined major legislation coming through Harden's Minority and Small Business Development Committee.
And for 139 years, the North Market has played a special role in the lives of Columbus residents and visitors. The bell that is hung just down the street was beautifully restored just a year ago and would ring at the beginning of the market day and again at the end. In a day long before big box chains that offered everything from motor oil to Merlot, the bell would call people to the market. That bell was an important part of the daily lives of our community. The market continues to play an important part in the defining who we are as a city. And a million yearly visitors can't be wrong. The market is launching pad for small businesses and features the best in class of Columbus. It's a one-stop shop for what makes our city special. The market feeds our families and is also an economic engine that continues to thrive under the leadership of Mr. Rick Harrison Wolf. He has moved the market to a 7-day-a-week operation with new and exciting attractions on nights and weekends. I want him to talk more about some of those attractions like this evening's in a moment, but I want to highlight some of the work I'm doing in the Small and Minority Business Development Committee on Council. This Monday, I'm sponsoring an ordinance to expand the work of the finance fund by authorizing the use of almost $600,000. Finance fund provides administrative services to support implementation of the city's small business loan fund. Finance fund provides debt and equity to clients through the management of 28 entities totaling $250 million leveraged. And their numbers are impressive. Partnerships have enabled low-income people to access nearly 1,600 units of affordable housing, nearly 22,000 direct jobs, and more than 3,000 early care and education spaces for some 69,000 children, benefiting the lives of more than 182,000 Ohioans. I also have a piece of legislation on Monday to continue financial support for the Small Business Concierge Office at the City of Columbus. I know Rick, you have worked with our concierge, Ryan Schick, who is here. Ryan, wave and say hello to everybody. On a few projects during the last year, and I know you realize what an asset this office is to the city and to our small businesses. Just last Monday, Council passed legislation to authorize the Executive Director of the Equal Business Opportunity Office, or EBOCO, to apply to the United States Department of Commerce Division of Minority Business Development Agency for a grant to establish a Minority Business Enterprise Center in the City of Columbus. The center is expected to provide client services, including access to capital and business development and consulting. IBACA will work collaboratively with the Columbus Urban League and a number of other agencies to support the growth and development of minority-owned businesses to submit a grant application that will facilitate and implement the MBEC goals. The grant amounts will range from $300,000 to $500,000 annually over a three-year cycle. The award will be made at the end of 2015 or early 2016, so let's keep our fingers crossed on that. I've looked over the proposal, and I think we have a strong shot at receiving that award. As you've heard, we've done a lot of good things for small businesses. We're doing a lot of great things for small businesses throughout the city, and the city is looking to do more and to work with small businesses to find ways that we can support, encourage, and make sure that everyone knows that Columbus is a place where small businesses can thrive. Now I'd like to turn the podium back over to Rick Harrison-Wolf, the Executive Director of North Market, for additional comments.
Thank you for the kind words. As Shana said, we have lots of activities and positive changes at North Market to keep us relevant in a competitive landscape. We are authentic, local, and fresh. We are community-minded, small business focused, feature all things best in class, and visitor friendly. We're more than just a market, we are Columbus. As Councilmember Hardin spoke to earlier, we've expanded hours of operation to serve the community better, and our visitors as well. Just this weekend, we have a drive-in movie tonight, featuring Batman, the original Batman. A farmer's market on Saturday, as we've done since 1876, we are the original farmer's market. And we have a market flea on Sunday. I'm happy to say this is your North Market. And this is why we are here today, to honor this great city and our great, original, authentic public market, North Market.
One of the most important pieces of legislation ever passed by Congress is about to turn 50. Judiciary and Court Administration Committee Chair Eileen Y. Paley sponsored a resolution to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Signed by President Johnson into law on August 5th, 1965, the Voting Rights Act prohibits racial discrimination in voting. Here's Councilmember Paley.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed into law by the United States President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 5th, 1965. The act prohibits racial discrimination in voting. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 prohibits states from imposing any voting qualifications or prerequisites to voting to deny or abridge the right of any citizen of the United States to vote on account of race and color. 50 years later, the Voting Rights Act is still an essential piece of legislation that has been renewed four times since its passing, most recently in 2006, and is set to expire in 2031. We recognize the great contribution and achievements of our government leaders and civil rights activists for promoting and encouraging participation in the democratic system and defending voter rights now. Therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Columbus, we recognize and commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Director Bell, do you have anything to add?
Yes, President Genther, Councilmember and Chair Paley, I appreciate that. We, as the City of Columbus Community Relations Commission, we are holding our 50th anniversary of the and commemoration of the Voting Rights Act, and we understand the importance of it as our office enforces a civil rights code for the City of Columbus so that we also impact and fight for the rights of those to be able to vote and have equal access to voting. And we understand that also there are others that are dwindling away at the Voting Rights Act, so we continue to aggressively approach those to be able to continue to have access and equal access and opportunity to get out to vote. So we hope that everyone can come down to the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, the commemoration thereof. We are having so many different leaders and past commissioners from the commission, but also from around the city and state involved in this. So we thank you for the presentation there and commemoration of the Voting Rights Act.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL@columbus.gov. Don't forget you follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.